This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Parliament has passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties, such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of the convicted offenders. To ensure the expeditious disposal of cases, the legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. It further provides that investigations into offences must be completed within 2 months from the date the information is recorded at the police station. The trials must be concluded within 3 months from the filing of the charge sheet. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel and PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, "This issue touches every citizen of India and has stake with every citizen of this country." Mr. Singh also listed the government's efforts to prevent paper leaks and to reform the education system in the country. He said youth are a huge investment for a Viksit Bharat. Earlier moving the bill in the House, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that this bill is a reaffirmation of the government's highest commitment to safeguard the welfare of the students and youth of this country. Later, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Parliament has also passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026, with the Lok Sabha approving it yesterday. The Rajya Sabha passed the legislation on Wednesday. The law will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jana Gana Mana and make the insult to the national song a criminal offence. These offences are punishable with imprisonment of up to 3 years, a fine or both. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, yesterday to review the situation in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict and measures taken by various ministries and departments. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Modi called for a unified and coordinated mechanism for regular monitoring of all the developments to ensure expeditious implementation of measures safeguarding citizens' interests. He also directed to establish a mechanism to provide timely information, emergency assistance and counselling to seafarers and their families. He also emphasised the usage of renewable energy sources in order to ensure energy independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "Government is continuously taking one step after another to build a trustworthy examination system." In a video message on social media, Mr. Modi said, "For the past several decades, every state government and the central government have faced the problem of paper leaks, and this has put the future of students at risk." He said, "Keeping all this in mind, reforms in education and examination system have become essential across the country, both in the states and at the centre." The Prime Minister said, "Parliament has passed the bill containing stringent legal provisions." He highlighted that a transparent, technology-driven examination system, stronger anti-paper leak laws and tough action against exam mafias is important to protect students' hard work and strengthen the foundation of a Viksit Bharat. Indian Railways has approved a 220 crore rupees project for upgradation of the electric traction system on the Wadi-Raichur section of the South Central Railway. Under the project, 102 route kilometre Wadi-Raichur section will be upgraded from 1 into 25 kilovolt to 2 into 25 kilovolt electric traction system. The Railway Ministry noted that the Wadi-Raichur section is part of a high-density network route 7 connecting Mumbai, Pune, Wadi-Raichur, Guntakal, Kadapa, Renugunta, Chennai. In Under-17 World Championships, Indian wrestler Nikita Sehrawat settled for a silver medal, while Kamna Babul and Garima bagged bronze medals in the women's event in Baku, Azerbaijan. In 57kg category final, Nikita suffered a 0-6 defeat to Epanesi Elison of the USA. In the 49kg category, Kamna Babul defeated Russia's Irina 3-2 in the third place playoff match. In Commonwealth Games, national record holder weightlifter Lovpreet Singh won the silver medal in the men's 110kg category at Glasgow. Lovpreet lifted a games record 176kg in the snatch before managing 212kg in the clean and jerk for a total of 388kg. And that is the end of this news bulletin.